So he saw Elias kept. So he cannot go through it and deny it after Sunday. If he didn't see Kelly on Wednesday, Monday was the first day of the Zayiki, so Sunday was the last day of the Zayiki, so Sunday night he would be able to go through it. But if, let's say, he had the Askel, he had the shout of Kelly on Wednesday, so the Melee that is say the Wednesday day, so the Melee will not be able to go through it after Sunday night, but he'll be able to go through it only Monday night. But if you say Mitzvah Zayiki Kulei, so even if the Zav saw Elias Kelly on Wednesday, he should be able to go Tfilei Sunday night and be there. Why? Because Monday was the first day. So Monday is one day, Tuesday is one day, now Thursday, now, and Wednesday is Nistah. But he saw Kelly Wednesday morning, but the balance of the day, at 9 o'clock, he saw Kelly. But after 9, until for the balance of the day, he didn't see any Kelly. So we should say, Mixa Sayen Kikule. So the Wednesday day is the third day, and Thursday is the fourth day, of course, and Friday the fifth day, and Shabbos the sixth day, and Sunday the seventh day. So melee, so it's impossible to visualize a case where the Rias Kelly result, Baal Shtei Rias or Baal Gimel Rias, should be seisa one day and should postpone. He started for another day. Because even if he has a Rias Kelly on Wednesday, but the balance of the Wednesday day after the Rias Kelly should be considered as a day. Yes? What? No. It applies to everything. We'll see, I mean, but it applies to everything. So Mimele, for Mixas Ayenki Kule, so Mimele, how can we visualize that Shechvazera should be saying some Zive? For Mixas Ayenki Kule, so the Gemara says, Idi Hazoye mi Paudi mi Eime Ochaname. If she saw mi Paudi mi Eime, so then, if he saw be pawgid yeim ochaname, ochen mayaskinon de chazoye somuch lishkiya zacham. So in other words, so Rove tried to answer. Rove dachom es kash vitispirem. So Rabbi said, no, we do not say Mixayim Kikule. Because if we are going to say Mixayim Kikule, as you Rabbi Bachome argue, so then we couldn't visualize a case that the Zav, who in the midst of the Zion King had the Rias Kelly, that he should be saying so one day. Because even if he saw, let's say, on Wednesday, so then the balance of Wednesday would be mashlim. That day would be mashlim that day. Because we say it kikule. So Rabbi Bachome answers. So Rabbi Bachome answers, Ide Hazoye bi Paudi Yeimo Haname. No. We can apply the law of we say it kikule. But then you ask, if we say Mixayim Kikulei, so suppose Izav, Baal Shtei Rias, Baal Gimel Rias, he started the Zayin Kikim on Monday, and then on Wednesday in the morning at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, he saw Elias Kelly, so it should not be Seisei in one day, because the balance from 9 o'clock till the end of the day should be considered as an extra day, because Mixayim Kikule. So he says, Inochaname, if the Zav will have a Rias Kelly Wednesday in the morning or even Wednesday in the afternoon, so then it will not postpone his time for a day. But when do we visualize a case where the Rias Kelly would postpone the Tower of the Zab one day so that he would become Toya only after Monday day, not after the Sunday day? That is, if on Wednesday he'll have a discharge, Somoch Lebin Ashmoshes. So the melee, there would be no balance, suppose. So he'll have a discharge of Kel, let's say a minute before Shkieh, and there will be a flow. In the course of Bin Ashmoshes, he'll have a discharge of Kel. So the melee, there is no balance of the Wednesday day that could be counted, that could be mashal for the day that it was Seisia. So in that case, it would be Seisia one day. Hochem Mayaskino on the Chazoye Somoch Lishkiya Zachar. So in such Kushi Umshane Vileimele Likho. So Mayaskino on the Chazoye Somoch Lishkiya Zachar. So then Hobe again is the Kashi. Vileikin Vileimele Likho Kikside Somoch Lishkiya Zachar Kside. So Rabbi again answers Rabbi Bachan, Chomin, you mean you are going to apply this all? We learn out from the pasuk that if Izar Bosh the Irias of Agilis has Irias Keli, so that is Seisia one day. So you mean we are going to apply that Xeras Akosu, that Irias Keli is Seisia one day, to the case where the Rias Keli was a minute, a split second before Shkia Zachamo, and it continued through the Shvinash Moshes, so that there wasn't any balance of the day to be mashing for the day that the Rias Keli was Seisia. That's a deichak to say that aloche, that the Rias Keli is Seisia one day, has to be applied only to a case where the Rias Keli was Somoch Lebin Ashmoshes. It's mistaber that this aloche, that this is a kosuk, that Rias Keli says one day, he applies to the ordinary case where the Rias Keli took place in the middle of the day, not when the Rias Keli took place a split second before the Shkia Zachamo. So maybe there is no balance of the day that we could say this is identical. So the this is what Rome says. So the Gemara says, "Ei al kocho shavka likho diutochi komei kanavi." In other words, Rome b'chome applies the Xeras Akosu that the Rias Keli says one day in the Zayin Mikin to the case where the Rias Keli took place in split second before Shkia Zachamo. Why does he resort to such a deichak? Because he holds, Chome Bachome holds, that there is a aloche of Mitzvah Hayem Kikulei. So Mele, we are forced to say that when is a Rias Keli Seisia one day, only when the Rias Keli took place a split second before the Shkia Zachamo. You dochik umeikim anavi. Alright, so who held like this? Rome Bachon held like this. But we don't pass like this. We don't pass like this. Eino emeske, midipoi v'peripaste v'rafki kusoi omra l'shmaitze. Because Rav said a certain aloche, and the Gemara, the Makshin assumed that Rav's aloche is based upon the point of view of the Kusim, that if a woman saw down the Mizive on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then, so she can start counting the Zayin Mikin on the balance of the Tuesday day, so that Rav agreed with the Kusim, so the Gemara is the Kashe. Wie Rav Kikusi Amr Shmaite. So the Gemara gives you Teretz that Rav meant something else. Anyway, so we see from the Kashan Gemara and Rav Kikusi Amr Shmaite that we don't pass like the Kusi. So it's a raya that we don't pass like Chome Bachome. But Chome Bachome, because he held that there is aloche of Mixas Ayim Kikulei, so that's why he resorted to that. We keep it, that the Xerasakosu, that the Rias carry, he says in one day, has to be applied, has to be visualized in connection with the case where the Rias carry took place a split second before Shkias HaChamer. Because if the Rias carry will take place, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning, or even at 5 p.m., or even at 5:30 p.m., even at 5:45 p.m., let's say Shkia is at 6 p.m., so anyway, the balance, even though it's only 50 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 1 minute, so will constitute like a shlome for the day it was seiser. So in effect, it will not be seiser in one day, because of Nisayim Kikulei. But if the Rias carry will be, let's say, a tenth of a, will be 1 second before 6 p.m. and Shkia is 6 p.m. So then there is no Ashlome of the Mixas Hayayim to be mashlim for the day it was Seisaya. In that case, it will be Seisaya. But otherwise not, according to Rambam Bachon. But we don't pass like Rambam Bachon. The Udochik will make me an option. Right now. Give me kind of the whole duch, mix as I am kikule, the Udochik will make him an option, be some of Mishkiya Sacham. Now, let's see these cases. Let's see it. But before we go over these cases far from the Zion, we should go over the Tani Omer Meir. That is, Tani Omer Meir. Hamisha domim mei mishu. Now, that Mishnah is expressive of the Raisa. Of course, with the Rabbanim today, any shade of red, or any shade of black, whether it is very red, like blood, or it's faintly red, doesn't make any difference. So, he stopped. But with the Raisa, only 5 mares are coming in that. Hamisha domit mei nisho. Ho'odim va'ashochei uchei keren karki uchei me'adomo uchei mozik. Uchei mozik. So only certain types of red and certain types of black. So let's say the Mishnah is before. Is there ho'odim kidama mako? If it is as red like the blood of Make, so then it's done. And Shochei Ochechetz, Omek Mikenton, Dia Mikenton, Uchikaren Karaki, another type of red. So, and Uchmeni Adom, so, and it's like Yai Mozuk, like wine. So only certain mares of Odin and certain mares of black, so atom. But Midrabono, according to many Rishayim, that was part and parcel of the Takone of Rabbi Zeire, that any shade, any tinge of red, any shade of black is done. And according to some Rishayim, so it's only Takone Sakemi that any shade of red is done. But whatever it is, now every shade of red is coming, every shade of black is coming. Midraise, only 3 types of red is coming and 2 types of black is coming. Now then there is a machlik, is a yorek. Suppose it's a mar yorek. Hakavye mahalo mitam. V'chachomim mitar. Suppose it is yellow. Suppose it is yellow. So akavim mahalel is mitar. Yellow. Yellow is very close to red. V'chachomim mitar. So Tisha says the Kashi Tanya Ramiya Rabyichen Yom Abfinikolayat. Yorad Ramiya Lishita Sakavi Mahal. The Ramiya agrees with the Shita Bakavi Mahal. And what's the Shita Bakavi Mahal? That even if it's not red, but it is just yellow, so the Aloha is that it's Rame Vitiligam Yorei. So how can Ramiya say that the reason as to why the Kusim are considered real enemies because they are ignorant. And they are Mitami Dam Yori, which is mashlim to Damodei. But Rameir agrees with Akavim Mahalel. And Akavim Mahalel Shiki is the Dam Yori is also Dame. So the Kusim were right. So if a woman had the initial flow of yellow on Sunday and on Monday, and then on Tuesday, she started to become red, so the Kusim were right, so she should start counting the 7 days of Nidus from Sunday, because your age is also Dam Tomei. So why does Ramea say that the reason is why the Kusim have a little bit of Nidus is because they consider them your age as Dam Tomei? But Ramea himself agrees with the Chite, as the Chite of Akavi and Mahala, your age is Akavi and Mahala, we think that your age. So you promise that you're in the Hoche, love your Mamish, Kahidun, Elodin. In other words, there are two types of Yorek. Yorek in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, can have reference to green and can have reference to yellow. In other words, because Rishayim talk of Yorek Kesef and Yorek Kibetz. In other words, Yorek Kesef means green, Yorek Kibetz means yellow. Means yellow, Yorek Esrik. So it means yellow. So Mimele, Akavi Mahalel, when he is Mitami Dam Yorek, he means yellow is Dam Tame. But green, if she has a discharge that is green, that is not Tame, even according to Akavi Mahalel. The Kusim were Mitame, even green, Madam. Not only Mare of yellow, but even Mare of green. So before he is down your in the Hoche, love your Mamish, Kaido Yo. Not yellow. Elodeya Mimel. Elodeya Mimel. So in other words, that it is green. Green even according to Akavim and Mahalel. Yellow is very close to red. In the spectrum of colors, so yellow is next to red. But green is not next to red. So green, Makavi, Mahalel, so we made it, that it's story. And the Kusim, Womitame, Maro, green. And then, Machin, Makavi, Mitamo, Kusis, Dam Yorek, Deyomi Dam Yorek, Shutome, Uriu Pirashi, Dimenach. Now, so all the Shemim say that when Akavi, Mahalel was Mitame, Dam Yorek, he meant yellow. Mare yellow. And since we passed like Chachamim, so that means a yellow Mare is not Tomei. There is one Shite, that's the Miri, in the second page, in Kolayat. So the Miri says just the reverse. He says that when, of course, we don't pass like Akavim Mahalel, so the Machleket between Akavim and Mahalel and the Chachamim is in regard to green. So the Chachomim Achirik, Mashiach Kim Yellow, so even the Chachomim will be made it. Even the Chachomim will be made it at Itzosa. Now, that's Ishikas Yochit. And the Miri Netis, because the same Mishnah of Akavim Mahalel is in the second verse, and it's in the Daf Yutes, and it's also in Edyes. So in Edyes, he rejects that Chite, that Akavim Mahalel has reference to green. And he says, green, everybody is made, it's not only. But Akavim Mahalel has reference to yellow. But there is one shikele really meaning. Daf Yutes, he says that the Kabbalah Mahal has reference to green and the Chol Achilik, but yellow even according to Vidan. So it's done. So first of all, this is Shitas Yochim, one does not have to be Reishit. And then, even according to the really Shita Yimidet, Daf Yutes, that Akabim Mahal and Chachomim Achilik in respect to green, is Akabim Mahal is Mitanim with the Reisim, in Mara of green. And he says, but Mara of yellow, certainly, and even the Chachomim will be Mitanim. So when the really says that yellow, even the Chachomim will be Mitanim, he means Midrabonon, because Mitzata Kones Chavzeire, so every shade of red. So, is Tomei, some mele, yellow is also considered, according to that mele shite, as a certain shade of red. Masha'im ki midraise, where even red manish is not mitame midraise. Only if it is red like the damamako, or it is red like kalkin, it's a certain kind of a grass. I mean, it's a certain kind of a vegetable. I mean, kikarkin, or like red wine. So only special types of red are mitamin atomim midraise. But not every type of red. So yellow could not be more hollow than a faint red. So, but according to all the other machine, yellow is even now historian, that's the way we pass. I mean, we're not chichish for the shita of the miri in nide, that's the shita yochid. But according to the miri in nide, midrabonon mitzatakones rabzeire, so it is mitame. But he says shita is that the kavim halel was only mitame yellow, mashe'in king green, even a kavim halel is made there, that is not fine. Sifat yom yin zayin, vim tein ha'od yom ha'bikitz ha'tzeilim, sochim daf yalev, mikzis ha'yem ki kulei, vizo b'gdei lo ma rosom mishkach ha'sal libei, birei yabin ha'shmoshes, vichim ki kusim seivei. Now there the Gemara says, al that Rabbi Yitzi holds, mikzis ha'yem ki kulei. Rabbi Yitzi, Rabbonon Achir, what does Rabbi Yitzi say? Rabbi Yitzi says that now the halacha is everybody agrees that midraise, if you have his over daily, she saw down the amazing on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So then she has to count Zayinki. So she makes a hepsiktara before Shkia Tuesday, and then Wednesday is the first day of Zayinki. So she counts from Wednesday till the following Tuesday inclusive. So the following Tuesday is this last day, the seventh day of Zayinki. Now, so midraise, so this woman is allowed to go to Tfile, the seventh day in the morning. At night she's not allowed to go to Tfile midraise. But the seventh day of the Zayinki in the morning, she's allowed to go to Tfile. And if she doesn't see any down in the balance of Tuesday of the day, so then at night she's Muteres Abayim. She's Muteres Abayim. Midrabon, she's not allowed to go Tfile until the night after Tuesday. Why? Because if she'll be allowed to go Tfile Tuesday morning, and then it might be Nichshol, and she might be with the husband, and then late in the afternoon she might see down, that will retroactively determine that she was Tmeno all the time, so the Baal and she will be either in Sakores, or Mafreya, it will be determined that the Baal and she will be either in Sakores. So because of that, the Chachomim of Misakim, that a woman is not allowed to go, Izobidele is not allowed to go on the seventh day of the Zion King in the morning Tfile. But she can only go Tfile at night. So that's the problem, and the Reis she can go Tfile. But it's contingent upon not seeing Dam in the balance of the day. In case she does see Dam, so that is Seisel Mafreya, the Hominian, and she's Leon Mafreya, and according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yitzi, if she went through it Tuesday morning, and then she cohabited with her husband, and then late in the afternoon, so she saw Dan, so it retroactively determined that she was Itmeo, and they were both Eimer and Issachars, according to Rabbanu Fabisi. That's Rabbanu Fabisi. Rabbi Yisi says no. Rabbi Yisi says, since we say Mixas Ayeki Kule, so Mimele, Ifa, she made Efsik Tare and Tishri. And then Wednesday was the first day of Zayiki, so she counted 7 clean days. From Wednesday till the following Tuesday morning, and the following Tuesday morning, she made a decay, she saw that she was clean. So she's allowed Midraisa to go through it. She went through it. And then she cohabited with the husband. And then late Tuesday afternoon, she saw Dan. So of course, they have an abeira, but not in Midraisa. It's not retroactively determined that she was May all the time. But if she does see Dan, later on, Tuesday in the afternoon, so then she becomes Tmeo, become Lahabo, but not from Afeya. According to the Rabbanon, if she sits down, so she becomes Tmeo in Afeya. And if the Baal was Boaleo, so they are both guilty of Nisakores. According to Rabbi Yitzi, so she went through it Tuesday morning, and she cohabited with the husband. And then later in the afternoon, she saw Dan, she becomes literally become Lahabo, but not Mafreya. Not Mafreya. So what's the matter case? So Rabbi Yitzi holds that Mixas Ayei Kikulei, and the Chachomi don't apply the law of Mixas Ayei Kikulei. But according to Rabbi Yitzi, we do apply the law of Mixas Ayei Kikulei. Now, so some say that according to Rabbanon, we don't apply the law of Mitzvah Sayyid Kikulei. And we only apply the law of Mitzvah Sayyid Kikulei with Gabi Abeles. Because Abeles is in Rabbanon. So we pass like Abishol, that we say Mitzvah Sayyid Kikulei. But with Gabi Zobe, we don't apply the law of Mitzvah Sayyid Kikulei. But then the question arises, if according to Rabbanon, we don't apply with Gabi Zobe daily, the aloche of Mixayin Kikulei, so why do we say that with the Raise, Izovik Dele, if she started it to count the Zaynikim on Wednesday, and then, so the last day of the Zaynikim is Tuesday, so with the Raise she can go through it Tuesday morning, and if she doesn't see any down, so then, wherever she's Mutaras Lebailo, so Bishlemi, if we say Mixayin Kikulei, so you can understand as to why she can go through it Tuesday morning. Even though the Torah says V'achar Tito, Tisper Shivas Yotim V'achar Tito, so that means the Tfilet has to take place after the count of Zayin Kikulei, after the count of Zayin Kikulei, but Zayin Kikulei, so she already made the count of Zayin Kikulei Tuesday morning. But if we are going to assume that the Kontra Rabbanon, we don't even say Zayin Kikulei, so the question arises, why can she go through it Tuesday morning? So the Chazanish says that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi also applied the aloche of Mixas Ayin Kikulei. So if they applied the aloche of Mixas Ayin Kikulei, so then the question is, so why did the Rabbonon say that if she did go through it Tuesday morning, and then later, and she cohabited with the husband, and then, later in the day she sits down, so it's from Afreya, she's Tmeo, and we say she, not that she becomes Tmeo in Kamahabo, as Rabbi Yisi says, but she becomes Tmeo in Afreya. In Afreya, and they were both Eimer and Issachores, but Rabbanon also agree with Mitzrayim Kikulei, so they should agree with Rabbi Yisi, that Midraisa, they were not Eimer and Issachores. So the Chazanish explains it. The Rabbonon also agree with the Aloha of Mitzayim Kikulei. But the Rabbonon hold, when can we say Mitzayim Kikulei if Lechola Poches, if there was a clean day? So then we say Mitzayim Kikulei. Mashein came in the case where she didn't sit down in the morning, she made it because she didn't sit down. But then, 5 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, she did sit down, so that means that there was nothing remixes anymore before the day. In other words, when is it considered, according to the Rabbanon, so when is it considered as a mixus ayin? It has to be a mixus ayin of a clean day. So if in the course of the whole day there was no rias dam, so then we say mixus ayin kikoy. But if in the course of the day there was a rias dam, so that means it wasn't a clean day. If it wasn't a clean day, so it's not shayach to say mixus ayin kikoy. But in the case where she didn't sit down, even the Rabbanon made it that we say Mitzrayim Kikolei, and we have to say like that. We have to say like that because the halacha of Mitzrayim Kikolei is the halacha according to everybody. Certainly at the right level, it could be that at the Rabbanon level we don't say Mitzrayim Kikolei, except in Avelis. But to say that at the right level we do not say Mitzrayim Kikolei, so then the question will be, how is it that the Rabbanon now made it that Midraise is of a daily can be developed in the morning of the seventh day? If we don't say Mitzrayim Kikolei, the Torah says Shivas Yomim Tisnei Abachatito, so the Tare in the Mikveh has to take effect after the count of the Zayikim. If we say Mitzrayim Kikolei, so the Tefillah in the Mikveh did take place after the count of Zayikim. But if we don't say Mitzrayim Kikolei according to Rabbanon, so how is it Vachatito? The Tefillah has to take place after the count, not before the count. So we have to say that everybody agrees that we apply the halacha of Mitzrayim Kikolei L'chol HaTochez and the right level L'gabi Zog Dele. But in the case where she does sit down later in the day, so Rav Yossi applies the halacha of Mitzrayim Kikolei even in that case. Mimele, she is only Mimeo, Mikamo Habo, according to Rav Yossi, and according to Rabbanon, if she sees down, so Mimele, it's a glory of Milzer and Afreya, it wasn't a clean day. So you don't tell me Mitzvah Sayyei. You don't tell me Mitzvah Sayyei. It has to be a Mitzvah Sayyei of a clean day, not of an unclean day. Alright, anyway, but Rav Yossi says, Mitzvah Sayyei Kikule. And even if it's of a daily and in the late in the afternoon sees down, Midraise she is only Tmeyo Mikanlahab. Midrabono she is Tmeyo Mafreya. But Midraise she is only Tmeyo Mikanlahab. So Timor has the Kashi, according to Rabbeinzi, that we say Mitzrayim Kikolei. So the daily Chemishka Haslo. Now, what, in order to become a daily, what must happen? Let's say, if a woman sees, Let's say the first 7 days are in the news. The eighth day marks the first day of the Yudalef Yei Shebinidol Inino. So if she sees, let's say, on the eighth day, and on the ninth day, and on the tenth day, then she becomes a Zohar Dei. Suppose she had the initial Riyah, menstrual Riyah, on the first of this, and then she saw down on the eighth of this. So that she becomes a Zobitan. She sees down on the ninth of Nisan. Again, she's only Zobitan. She sees down on the eighth and the ninth and the tenth. Then she becomes a Zobitan. She has to count 7 clean days. Suppose she sees down on the eighth of Nisan. So she's a Zobitan. And on the ninth of Nisan, she has to count 1 day, 1 clean day. She has to count the day. She has to count the ninth of Nisan as a clean day. And then, on the 10th, on the 9th, she doesn't see that. On the 8th, she sees that. On the 9th, she doesn't. On the 10th, she sees that. So, again, she is a Zobitan. Suppose, on the 11th, she doesn't. And on the 12th, she sees that. Again, she is a Zobitan. Suppose on the 13th, she doesn't see. On the 14th, she sees. Again, she's only, she doesn't see anything again. So in other words, in order to become a Zohar Dele, she must see on 3 days successive, on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. But if she sees down on the 8th, the 10th, and And the 12th, in other words, if there is one day intervening, it's, if it's not the tzufim, if it's not the succession, then even though she had three riyas on three separate days, but not on three successive days, so then she is not his own daylight. So the kasha would be more in psochim, and we know the kasha, according to Rabbi Yossi, how can we visualize a case of his own daylight? Now the halacha is, in order to become his own daylight, she must see on three separate days, successive, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But if she sees down in the Yemezive on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or even on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday, as long as you don't have 3 days in succession, she doesn't become Isabel Dele. So how can we visualize the case of Isabel Dele contra Bezi? She saw on Sunday. She saw on Sunday, and she saw on Monday. But she saw on Sunday at 9 o'clock. And then the balance from nine to Shkia Sahamo, she didn't see. So that balance from 9 to Shkia Sahamo that she didn't see is to be considered as a separate day. As a separate day. So in Mele, there is an intervening day. So even if she saw on Sunday, then she saw again on Monday, then she saw again on Tuesday, it should be treated as if she saw on Sunday and on Tuesday and Thursday. Then she doesn't become Zohar Daily. Why? Because if she saw on Sunday and on Tuesday and on Thursday, so the Monday day intervenes. That interrupts the continuity. So the 3 years are not on 3 days successively. So even if she saw on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, but the beginning of the Monday day, so should be constituted a separate day. And then when she sees later on, so it's already the third day. So that's Gemara's kasha. How can we visualize, according to Rabbi Yossi, a case of a Zohar Daily? Because you, according to Rabbanon, very simple. She saw down on Sunday, she saw down on Monday, she saw down on Tuesday. But according to Rabbi Yossi, she saw down on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then from 9 till 9 Monday morning, she didn't see that. So we had days intervening. So mainly it's like seeing that on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, even if she saw it on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So the Gemara gives two thoughts. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, so his own daily can be visualized in two situations. One situation is where she fasts the 3 days. I mean, of course, it can only happen if a woman is sick. In other words, if she has a continuous flow, let's say she will start, the flow will start, let's say, 5 minutes before 6, Sunday, 6 o'clock is here, Sunday. So 5 minutes before 6, the flow will start and it will continue to flow throughout Sunday night, Monday, and Monday the whole day, and then into Monday night. So then that means the 5 minutes from 5 minutes before 6 on Sunday till 6 o'clock, which is sunset. So that's the view of Sunday. And then the continuous flow from the sunset of Sunday till the sunset of Monday is the second day, and then another half an hour into Sunday night, so already be the third day. She fasts. That's one case. And with another case, the Gemara says, when she saw in two binashmoshes, let's say she had a riyas dam flow that started, let's say, at 5 minutes before 6, Sunday. 5:55 p.m. it started, up to 7 o'clock. And then another flow that started on Monday at 5:55, and it continued till 7 p.m. till 7 p.m. Monday night. So maybe we cannot say Mikza Sayyim Tikkun. So that's the second thing. So Rashi Psochim Messich Rashi. So the new age can be shkachas lo, and the piyal will not have it. So the Gemara says, we should pass. The 11th line from the end of the Omer. Elo, the Rabbi Yitzi, so the new age can be shkachas lo, we should pass. By the way, the continuous flow for 3 days. Okay. That's an unusual situation. Iboye say, ki geishero aso kol shnei penashmas. That's not such an unusual situation. In other words, she saw down two binashmoshes. She started to have a flow. She had one flow that started at 5:55 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and it continued into Tzitzak Chovin of Sunday night, whatever Tzitzak Chovin is. Let's say Tzitzak Chovin is 6:30. So in other words, she had one flow from 5:55 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. Sunday evening. And then another flow that started at 5:55 Monday p.m. it continued lasted till 6:30 Monday night p.m. So then we cannot say mixa into it. So Rashi says as follows: In amed the reish shneik neashmoshes, the whole chilas ayom imoyim tum. Then comes the requal who shneik neashmoshes said. Let's say, if the flow started 5:55 Friday, so say Erev Shabbos, or Tchila Shabbos, or Minashmoshe Shalmocha, should say Vashabbos, or Tchila Sechon Vashabbos, Harei Gimu Yom Ritzuvim. So you have 3 days in succession. In other words, Friday day, Shabbos day, and the Sunday day. Sunday. They come to us in Toya, Shiyahu is here. Ufi, Shiyahu is here. Ufi at Bori, the Mandoma, Mixes Hayeti Kule, Trilas Alayo, Oyo is Hiroso, the Toy Halisa Shah, the Nitzri who Nika Dinash Moshes, the Rinokat Mishkahas law, Bishere the Lakes. So Rashi deduces, now at this point there is a basic Machlekas machine. Rashi Shiki is the justice we say, Mitzas Hayem Kikurei, so we also say Mitzas Alayla Kikurei. Now, and the other Tetzah Shiti is, we only say Mitzas Hayem Kikurei, daylight, portion of the day, but not Mitzas Alayla Kikurei. It's not Kibina Ligabe Aveles. The two mentioned both days Ligabe Aveles. Let's say somebody was killed as Mason. Somebody was killed as Mason. Was killed as Mitzvah on Monday. Was killed as Mitzvah on Monday. So he has to count his, he has to see Chive 7 days. So the balance of the Monday day, the Kvure was on Monday, the balance of the Monday day, there's the first day of the Shiva Sinayabeles. And then, when will be the last day of Shiva Sinayabeles? The following Sunday. So according to Rashi and the Ramban, that we say Mitzvah Salayla Kikure, so the male, he will not have to see Chive till the following Sunday morning. But between Shabbos after Avdoleh, so he'll have to see Chive for half an hour and then he can rise. Because if he was killed as Macy on Monday, so Monday is the first day and Shabbos is the sixth day. Mitzvah Shabbos. We'll see Chive. Aveles, half an hour, Mitzvah Shabbos. So we'll say this to Ayel Kolei. We Paschal, Shechonov Paschal, that in such a case, he has to see Chive Sunday morning, half an hour. Why? Because we are Machi. According to the Shita of Tesis, that we only say Mitzvah Shabbos, but not Mitzvah. But Rashi Shite, Rashi deduces from this Gemara in Psochim and the Midori in Yosi that we also say Mitzvah Salayim. Because the Gemara asks the question, how can we visualize, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, a case of Zobek Deile, since Rabbi Yitzchak says that when a Zobek Deile sees that, so then, on the seventh day, so she becomes only, may only become Lahavim, right? Not a Mafreya, why? Because we say Mitzvah Sayeli, Kikule, Zobek Deile, so it's, we can visualize it three years in succession on 3 days, because suppose a woman sees that on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. So there is one day intervening between one day and the other. So even if she sees that on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, there is a mixed sayin that intervenes between Sunday and Monday. There is a mixed sayin that intervenes between Monday and Tuesday. So it's like seeing that on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, not seeing that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So the more it gives to Toti, one she passed, all right, she passed. And then the other case is where she saw on two binashmoshes, the binashmoshes of Friday night and the binashmoshes of Mitzvah Shabbos. Why can we be more? That is also a little unusual, because usually when a woman sits down, she has a discharge for a moment, not that it continues for half an hour. It's a little unusual. Of course, it's not as unusual as she passed, you know, 3 days continually. But it's still unusual to start, that the flow should start at 5:55 and last till 6:30 Friday night, and then again the flow should start Shabbos at 5:55 and last till 6:30 Mitzvah Shabbos. Relatively speaking, it's. Where a woman saw down Sunday night and at 9 p.m., Monday night at 9 p.m., Tuesday night at 9 p.m. So, Mele, there is no intervening day between one day and the other, because we don't say Mixa Salailo Kikule. We don't say Mixa Salailo Kikule. And Rashi Shite is that in order to apply the Aloha of Mitzvah Sayim Kikule, so we can only apply it to the initial Mitzvah of the day, not to the final Mitzvah of the day. So the Gemara, assuming that we don't say Mitzvah Salayim Kikule, why does the Gemara have to mention unusual situations? Pass. That's a very unusual situation. But in the other case, Re'yevin Shnei Ashmoshes, that involves an unusual flow, I mean, for that. Less from before Shkia till Tzichat Chovim, and 2 days, the Gemara could have mentioned another case of his other day. A woman saw down at 9 p.m. for a moment, and then Sunday night, then Monday night at 9 p.m., she again saw down. Then Tuesday night at 9 p.m., she again saw down. So we cannot say Sayim Kikule. We cannot say Mitzvah Sayim Kikule. So Mimele, because we cannot say Mitzvah Salayim Kikule, because we don't say Mitzvah Salayim Kikule. Why does the Gemara mention this status? The answer is, this, she again would become his own day. Because if she saw down Sunday night at 9 p.m., and then Monday night at 9 p.m., and Tuesday night at 9 p.m., so then she becomes his own daily. She doesn't become his own daily. She doesn't become his own delay because we say it's a saliva kikule. So the mele, the shkia began, the Sunday, the Monday day began at 6 o'clock. So that means if she's so down at 9 p.m. Sunday night, that means that the mikzas, the 3 hours from 6 p.m. Sunday till 9 p.m. is kikule. So that means that there is, in other words, so someday, all right, now, she saw it 9 p.m. So that's one day. And then, the next three year was 9 p.m. Monday night. So that means the 3 hours from 6 p.m. Monday till 9 p.m. Monday was clean. So that would be the Shemeres Yei for the Sunday day. She had for the Monday day. The 3 hours from 6 p.m. Monday till 9 p.m., that represents a Mixas Ayemu of the Tuesday day. Because the Tuesday day starts at 6 p.m. Monday night. Now, she saw down the first prayer was 9 p.m. Sunday. So there was a Riyah on the Monday day. 9 p.m. Sunday night. That's Monday. Okay. So the Riyah was on the Monday day. And then the second Riyah was at 9 p.m. Monday night. So that means that there were 3 hours of the Tuesday day. Mixas alive or kikule. 3 hours in which a Shemeres Yei Kineged Yei was realized. So these 3 hours constitute a whole day, mixas alaylo kikule. So that means that in effect, the Tuesday day was clean. And then at 9 p.m., that's like another day. So it's like seeing Dham on Wednesday, not on Tuesday. That's why the Gemara couldn't give the kinte. Couldn't mention the kinte. She saw that the Zobek Dele can be visualized in connection with the case where a woman saw down Sunday night at 9 p.m., Monday night at 9 p.m., and Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Because if she saw Sunday night at 9 p.m., so that means that the Sunday day she has to be Mishameres. One day, clean, connected the Sunday day, the real of the Sunday day. Now, she didn't see down the first 3 hours of the Tuesday day, so she has to be, so the Monday day is an unclean day, and she has to be Shemeres Yei, the Kineged day. A Tuesday day, she has to be Shemeres the Tuesday day for the Sunday day, for the Monday day. Because the day of Sunday, 9 p.m., that's the Monday day already. So the Monday day, she became Mizobektane, through the day and the Monday day. Because the day starts with the night. 9 p.m. that was part of the Monday day. So she became Kmeo on the Monday day. But she didn't see any dam the first 3 hours of the Tuesday day, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So that was the Shemeres Yei Kineged Yei. Then when she sees at 9 p.m., it's like seeing on the Wednesday day. Suppose she would see dam on the Monday day, and then she'll see the second Riyah will be on the Wednesday day. So she cannot become his own daily. Here too, she already was Shemeres Yei, the Mixas Alaylo. So she was a Shemeres, the Mixas Alaylo of the Tuesday day. The 3 hours from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Monday night, that is the Mixas Alaylo of the Tuesday day, and that was a clean day, so she was already Mishameres. Then when she sees 9, it's like 9 p.m., it's like seeing on Wednesday morning areas down. So there was already one day that intervened between the Sunday night Riyah and the Monday night Riyah. So that's why the Gemara couldn't mention. But if we are not going to say, why doesn't the Gemara mention the, a case of a woman sitting down 9 p.m. Sunday night and 9 p.m. Monday night and 9 p.m. Tuesday night? Because in such a case, she wouldn't become Mizobek Dele according to Rabbi Yossi, because she would be Mishaleres Yom Kinegadiyim. The 3 hours between 6 and 9, Monday night, would constitute a Shemeres Yom Kinegadiyim of the Monday, day. And the not seeing in the 3 hours on Tuesday, from 6 p.m. Tuesday to 9 p.m. Tuesday would be a Shemeres Yom. On Wednesday, the Mixas Alayo, Kineged, the Riyas Dam of the Tuesday. So that's Rashi's right. But Teisves is right. So Teisves says, the Kashi against Rashi. We are going to say that we say Mixas Alayo Kikulei. So why does the Mishnah Megillah say that the Tizome cannot be developed in the night of the seventh day, only in the day? That's a Raya. Because there is aloha de tefillah by the Zohar has to take place after the Talmud. V'achatito. So b'meile, if in the day, in the morning of the seventh day, she is tefillahs, so we say mitzayim tefillah. But if she is tefillahs in the night of the seventh day, so then it's not v'achatito. So it's a raya that we do not say mitzayim tefillah. What do Rashi say? So some say that according to Rashi, according to Rashi, this Mishneh cannot accord with Rabbi Yitzchak. With Rabbanan, we don't ask like Rabbi Yitzchak. But in Chaname, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that we say Mixas Hayim Tikulei, so Mimele she can be developed. We develop in the night of the seventh day, not only in the day of the seventh day. All right, I mean that's another meaning, another question. But so Tisus is must. Now Tisus himself says here, in Amikin, or Sashmiyom, Ashmoshes, Midway Mishame, Bireis, Mashmanisphere, Slayo Abisphere, the Hem Persicuitas, because of the book, it not the shame in the Ure, the Hem Shimarasin can again. We did not have the Sahamo, who must be more a commercial king, the boy Shimo, or the Mono, the Him Shonide, or the Shom of the Reality, the Ravie, the Tom of the Arab, the Shimshon, the Tanish of the Major, the Hayon Bikom, Mashma to Rura Sarke, whom we should be Ryan with Hosh Shimo. So then the Kashi, so but Kashi mentions his long rally. From the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to give the unusual situation of Reb Mishnei Ashmoshes? The Gemara, if we don't say, Mitzas alayo kikulei, so then the Gemara could have mentioned the case of his Ovidele where she saw down on 3 successive nights. We don't say Mitzas alayo kikulei. So this gives a very simple text. Yishleima, divada is for a slayo or a hadisphere. We call more can what's a loop of the Reb Mishnei's, we should repeat this over the means. Mitzayim shesofo bishvi, have kikulei, ho'adim in posko b'chatzi alei, she'yalo lo shimo, sefa nisha, לכך מויקה בשפעה של הורי וספעים ביטלה אינמה בריאה שני בני השמושס ולכה למימה שיהיה לו אמצע עליהם שימו ולום המסתיים ככולה יהיה לו מתחילו סי אוי סייפה אבל אמצע So here we have a basic מחלוקת between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, when we do say מסתיים ככולה, let's say, לגבי הבנס, so, we all pass that we applied aloha mitzayim kikulei. So that means if someone was kinder as Meisei, let's say on Monday, or let's say someone was kinder as Meisei on Tuesday, so we say mitzayim kikulei. If he's kinder as Meisei on Tuesday, so the following Monday morning he can rise from Shin. So we applied aloha mitzayim kikulei regarding the initial portion or Monday, of the following Monday. So we apply the Mitzayim Kikulei to the initial portion of it. So Rashi Shiti is, Mitzayim Kikulei can only apply to the initial Mitzas, not to the final Mitzas of the day. Teitzvah Shiti is, no, Mitzayim Kikulei can apply to the initial Mitzas. That goes without saying. Except that we do not say Mixas Alayim Kikulei, but we can apply the aloha of mitzvah equivalent to the initial mitzvahs and also to the final mitzvahs, but not to the middle mitzvahs. So the Mele, according to Tesis, the Gemara couldn't mention the case of a woman sitting down three times, three nights in succession, 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Monday night, 9 p.m. Tuesday night, because true, we do not say mitzvahs alayla kikulei, so you couldn't say that the 3 hours from 6 to 9 p.m. Monday night would constitute a shemeres yei kineged the tumah of the Monday day. That we couldn't say. But if she had the riyas down, if she had the riyas down at 9 p.m. Sunday night, so that means that the Monday day is already a tomidik day. Sunday night, that's already Monday. That's part of the Monday day. And if she had the riyas down at 9 p.m. Sunday night, means it was a tomid, the Monday day. But the final portion of the Monday day, so that would be ashlome, would be a shiveres yeim, kineged the yeim of the Monday day that was done. But according to Rashi, there is a rayu chachas on this gemara, because Rashi shita is that you can only apply the aloha of mitzvahim kikulei to the initial portion of the day, the initial mitzvahs, not the final mitzvahs. So Memele Rashi says, if we are going to assume that we do not say mitzvahs alayla kikulei, so the Gemara could have mentioned the very usual case of Izogei Nele. The Gemara did not have to resort to an unusual situation of Re'a bin Ashmoshes. She saw on three nights in succession, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. So assuming that we do not say mitzvahs alayla kikulei, so Memele that means that the first 3 hours in the night could not constitute a mishaneres yeim kineged yeim. And how about the rest hours of the day? Certainly could not constitute a mishaneres yeim, because only the initial portion of the day could constitute the whole day, but not the final portion. So it's a good raya. So the raya is that we say mitzvahs alayla kikulei. So maybe the initial portion would constitute a mishaneres yeim kineged yeim. But interesting thing is, no, not only the initial portion, mitzvahs, constitutes ashlome. Even the final mitzvahs of the day constitutes ashlome. So maybe the Gemara couldn't mention Zobik Dele in the case where she sat down 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Monday night, 9 p.m. Tuesday night, because if she saw Sunday night at 9 p.m. her ears down, she became Zobek Tanya. So she became Shiveres Yeim Kineged Yeim. But the final portion of the Monday day would constitute Shiveres Yeim Kineged Riyeh of the Sunday night, which is in Monday Riyeh. It's in Monday Riyeh. But Rashi mentions this Raya because Rashi Shiti is, in order to apply the aloha of Mitzayim Kikulei, so you have to use an initial mitzvah, not a final mitzvah. But according to Tetzves, we can use a final mitzvah as well. Alright, now, this Tetzves. Vintena, with the Oma begins at Zeli, Mitzayim Kikulei, Mizobin, the Oma Rosso, the Mishkaka Salim, the Berei, the Ashmoshes, the Chikikusim, the Ochen Polich, the Kamo, the Rav, the Oma Yim, Shibi Sekes, the Eilim, the Yeshiva, the Rav Kikisoye, Omru Shmaitse, the Yishloima, the Rav Yei, Siles, the Mitzayim Kikulei, Elo Bisev Svile, Kmishim Eres Yei, Avo Bitchilo, Kmishim Kusim, Meide Do Yamrino. So Rav Yei, Stes Kashi Wolks, here, only the Kusim, say mitzvahim kikulei, but Rabbi Yitzchak also holds mitzvahim kikulei. So Teisa says Rabbi Yitzchak holds mitzvahim kikulei b'seifachesh, but the kutsim, they apply the aloha of mitzvahim kikulei ligabit chilas acheshben. We don't say in regard to chilas acheshben, we don't say mitzvahim kikulei. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, we say mitzvahim kikulei ligabit Sefer Cheshbon. We got the Sefer Cheshbon. In other words, if he's a big daily, so was developed on the seventh day of the clean days, b'mikveh, and then she was with her husband, and then later in the afternoon she had a riyeh, so she becomes tmeya only in kalahavu b'raisi, not in afreya. With rabbono she becomes tmeya in afreya. So there Rabbi Yitzchak applies the miksayim kikulei, in other words, that the initial portion of the last day of the 7 days is kikulei. Mashayinki b'kutet Rabbi Yitzchak does. Mashayinki b'kusim, they use the final portion of the third day on which she saw down. Let's say she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she stopped seeing down at 2 p.m. Tuesday. So the Kusim say from 2 to 6 is the first day of the Zion King. So in other words, they apply it to the Tchilas HaChesh, to the first day of the Zion King, not to the Rabbi Yitzchak applies it to the last day of the Zion King, whereas the Kusi applies it to the first day of the Zion King. That cannot be done. But to the last day of the Zion King, to the same management, so Rabbi Yitzchak applies the din of Nisayim. Now, this din, I'm sorry, I mean that I started it very late, so that's why I finished it very late, but I couldn't interrupt it. So that means There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether we say mitzvah salayot tikulei or not. According to Rashi and Ramban, we say mitzvah salayot tikulei just as we say mitzvah tikulei. So if somebody was killed as Mase, let's say on Tuesday, so then he can rise. He doesn't have to rise. He doesn't have to rise Monday morning, he can rise Sunday night. Because the mitzvahs of Sunday night is also part of the Monday day. So we say mitzvah before it. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Aveilus that we do not say mitzvah before it. So if somebody was killed as may say on Tuesday afternoon, so we can rise from Shiva Monday morning. Because the mitzvahs of the daylight part of the Monday is kikulei, but the mitzvahs of the night part of the Monday day, of the Sunday night, which is the night part of the Monday day, so that we cannot say kikulei. So that's Tesis Shite. For the Ramban Shite and Rashi Shite is, we say mitzvah of the kikulei also. I mean, we just had Lagbeina. So whether one can take a haircut, whether one was able to take a haircut, like Bema was Tuesday, the day before yesterday, whether one was allowed to take a haircut, or to hold a wedding, on Monday night, he stole Machlikes, Rashi, and Tesis. According to Rashi and Ramban, so it was Mutar to have a wedding on Monday night, because Mixes Alayot Kule. According to Tesis, it was also to have a wedding on Monday night, but only Monday in the daytime, because mixes a lot of tikkunei with noise. All right.
May 16, 1982, Kafka Moya, Tefshin Mem Bass Plan.
The Kusim said the king should be second base, he found him in the when a Kusis has three riyas on three successive days, let's say she saw down on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so she's the second Beritzaye on Tuesday, so then the Tuesday day is counted by the Kusi as the first day of the Zion King on the basis of which Zion people. But we say no, that the day on which he saw down cannot be counted. So, Chome Bachome asked, what's wrong with the Kusim's point of view? After all, there is a halacha of Mitzvah Ayin Kikule. So then Chome said, in case Shevazera, the source of the Zivich, Mishkachaslo, Mitzvah Ayin Kikule. So the Gemara So, either hold it, hold it, yay, or hanami. Or a mask, or a very son of Mishke Zaham. The way King Lee will be called. Okay, kick see the son of Mishke Zaham, or see it. Ain't our call. Shop can be called, you will not even make a match. So, Rabbi Bachome wanted, asked that we should say like the Kusi, that we say in Kikuli. And so Rabbi said, no, we don't say Mixayim Kikulei. Because if we are going to assume that there is a loch of Mixayim Kikulei, how can we visualize that Ishvazera should be saying Serezim? Because for Mixayim Kikulei, so there is always a Shimoyei. Because the part of the day in which there is no Riye is considered as an extra day. So the male, there is always, so how can he shemazer? Let's say, somebody became a zav. So he has to count Zayinikin. Suppose he starts counting on Tuesday, is the first day. And then, if on Tuesday, he has a shemazer, so that says so one day, and he loses the Tuesday day, but if we are going to say Zayinikikulei, so even if he saw in the morning, he saw a shechvazera, but the second day of the day should be counted as an extra day. So it should not be seiser in one day. So the Gemara said no. So Rav Achome said no. There is no raya from shechvazera that it's seiser zive, that we don't say it's seiser kolei. We can say it's seiser kolei. But then you ask, how can we visualize that aloche of Shechazera being says in one day, even if on one day he has he see the Shechazera, but the second day of the day would constitute another day. So it would be mashlemet. So the Nachkimine is where Chazoy is son of Shkia Zacham. So there is no final portion of the day that would constitute an extra day. So then this is what Rav Achome says. But the Gemara says that it's a day hack to say that the Gezeras HaKosu Shechazera is Eisam Yizive has to be visualized only in connection with the case where the Shechazera was seen when he saw the Shechazera at Bein HaShmoshes. It's mistaver that when the Torah says that Shechazera is Eisam Yizive, even if he saw it in the middle of the day. But, so in other words, this is what Rome said. So in other words, we don't say like Rome Bachon. But Rome Bachon argued that we should say Mitzayim Kikulei like because anyway, so the discussion was. So here it appears that we don't pass for like because. And even though Rome Bachon said that he asked why isn't the Kusim's point of view sour? So Rabbi said no, because we have a riot from the Gezeras HaKosuf, the Shechazera is Eisam Yizive, that we don't say Mitzayim Kikulei, because if we do say, if we were to assume Mitzayim Kikulei, so then the whole case of Shechazera being Eisam Yizive could only be visualized in connection with the case where the Shechazera was seen with Ashoshes. And it's not the Sabbath. And Teisa says, Einemes came before the Basra, the Rafik is so yabolish maizim. So in other words, so from this Gemara it appears that we do not say Mitzayim Kikulei. We do not accept what the Kusim said. So Teisa said, Kashi, but Rabbi Yitzi himself says Mitzayim Kikulei. Rabbi Yitzi says, if the woman counted Zayim Kikulei, and then in the morning of the seventh day, she made a ticket, she saw she was clean, and then she was tivelis, and then she was with her husband, and then after that, she had her ears down in the afternoon, so it's not Seisar Mafreya, and she's not highly called for the Iser of Nido. Why? It's only Nitan, she's only Nitan in the Raisen in Kalahabe, not in Mafreya. Why? Because we say, Mitzayim Kikulei, but Otu Kikusi Amo Nishmaitse. So Teisa says that Rabbi Yossi only applies the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei B'Seif Svir K'meishin Eres Yehi. Let's say if he's of the start of the count like the king, and let's say Monday was the first day of the Zion King, and then someday, the following Sunday, the seventh day, and she went feeling, and then she cohabited with her husband, and then after that she was so down. So he says she's not becoming the Raisel Mafreya, only Kalahabe. That she and the husband were not even Misakores. Why? Because we applied our Kabbalah equally. Since in the morning, the initial portion of the seventh day, so was clean without the Mizdam, so that was considered like a whole day. So we say Mizayim Kikule. So the day Rabbi Yitzchak applies the concept of Mizayim Kikule in the same Cheshbon. In the same Cheshbon, Mashiach in the Kusim, they say that if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then in the afternoon, Tuesday, she stopped meeting, so then Tuesday is considered as the first day of Zayin Kikin. So the Kusim apply the concept of Misayim Kikulei Ligavit Chilas Cheshbon. Ligavit Chilas Cheshbon, no one accepts such a sheep. But the same Cheshbon, Rabbi Yossi is the one who agrees with the concept of Misayim Kikulei Ligavit the same Cheshbon. That's the sheep. And that's the sheep of Moshe Shein. However, if you take a look in the Tisus Sorosh, and that one, give one base. Shabta Licho, the paragraph, and that one, give one base here. Read it. Shabta Licho, the Udochi Gomeka Napshi, the Huya Baumu, the Dai Kono Bahome, Leikmu the Yufte, the Labiko, the Yu Kipalo Isfira Loch, El the Makshan Anamis Purim, where they are time Shlatan alone in the Ferasim Ship second day. So the Rotiris Rosh points out that Kono Bahome, it's not that Kono Bahome held like the Kusa. Rav Bachome only asked, how do we know? But he considered the Rav. He considered the Rav, but he asked, how do we know? But it's not that Rav Bachome really agreed with the point of view of the Kusi. Alright. But then, we'll come now with the Basra, and we'll not give up, because so young, but it might say, that we're going to be second base, Bartol, and Yezayim, Umiyu, I mean, this is, sounds very strange, Umiyu, Rabbi Yisi, Yisrael. So the thesis of Rosh Hashanah is the Reina Chanani. The Gemara here says, that Rome Bachome was Dochi Knapshi, and Rome Bachome himself did not agree with the Kusi. But Rabbi Yisi did agree, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi. That's why the Gemara says here, Shafu Rikodi Udoch Komeka Nafche, and the Gemara needed a Bain Beisel, Virafi Kesoya Amor Ishmaitse, Hayitochu, but a place because we pass like Rabbah. So we don't say, Mixes Hayim Kikule. But Rabbeis himself agrees with the Kusi. That's the Machlenkel between the Rosh and Beisis. The Tetsa Shiti is that Rabbeis himself rejects the principle of the Kusi. And Rabbi Yisi only applies the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei Ligabi Seif Cheshbon, that if a Zobek Deile counted Zayim Kikulei and she made a Bdiki on the seventh day in the morning and she saw she was clean and then she was developed and then she cohabited with her husband and then after that she saw down the same day after she cohabited with her husband, so we don't say that she was either she and the husband were either in Isakores Rimafreya, no. She only becomes stomach, I mean, the highest level she becomes mayo, only kalahaba, not rimafreya. So, Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei B'Seif Cheshbon, but B'Tchilas Cheshbon not. So, B'Tchilas Cheshbon. So, if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then in the afternoon of Tuesday she stopped bleeding, so then, if Rabbi Yisi will be made that the first day of the Zion King can be only Wednesday, not Tuesday. Not Tuesday. But the Rosh is ready. And according to the Rosh, according to Rabbi Yisi, if a woman saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she stopped bleeding on Tuesday afternoon, So then the balance of Tuesday is considered as the first day of the Zayniki, and there, the last day of the Zayniki, according to Rabbi Yisi, the last day of the Zayniki will be Monday. Will be Monday, not Wednesday. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi. But it's very strange, according to the Rosh. So Rabbi Yisi himself agrees with the concept of this Zayniki, like the Pusik. And the reason is why the Gemara says, "Big Leo, itafai le tafsamachtes nide rirab ki tisoyom nishmaite," because we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi. But then Achname, according to Rabbi Yisi, so if a woman sat down Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and stopped meeting on Tuesday afternoon, so Tuesday is the first day of the Zion. Tuesday is the first day of Zion. But most Rishayim, Achim, and the Shita of the Rosh. I think that the Rosh, I mean, that's my, as far as I know, that the Rosh is a Yochit in that Shita, that Rabbi Yisi would agree with the Kusi that we apply the Aloche of Mixas Hayem Kikule. Mixas Hayem Kikule Migabe Tchilas Cheshbon. So Rabbi Yisi only applies the concept of Mixas Hayem Kikule Migabe Seif Cheshbon, but not Migabe Tchilas Cheshbon. Why? What's this law? Why should there be a distinction between Tchilas Cheshbon and Seif Cheshbon? Why should there be a distinction between Tchilas Cheshbon and Seif Cheshbon? So I think if we accept what the Chazanish says, I mean, you see, because the Gemara in Nozia says, the Gemara in Nozia in Pesachim says that only Rabbi Yisi applies the concept of Nisayim Kikulei, but the Rabbonon don't apply the concept of Nisayim Kikulei. So the question is, but we all pass from Ligabe Avelis, we all pass from Ligabe Avelis, we all pass from that we say Mitzayim Kikulei like Abishol. So Avelis is Drabon, but something that is Midrashim, we don't say Mitzayim Kikulei. Pashtis Loshna Gemore in Pesachim, in especially in Nozia about this war, in Pesachim about the Alem, and especially in Nozia about this war, is that the Rabbon of Rabbi Yisi don't apply the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei on Midrashim level. Only Gabe Avelis, because the whole union of Avelis of Shiva is Mirabah. But on the Raisa level, they don't apply the Aloha of Mitzayim Kikulei. However, the Chazanish says, and it's very reasonable what he says, the Chazanish, that the Rabbonon also apply the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei. They also apply the concept of Mitzayim Kikulei. And the reason is why the Rabbonon, Achilik and Rabbi Yisi, and they say, if it's a big deal, they counted Zion D. Let's say that she started to count, let's say, Monday she made the Hepsiktah, and Tuesday was the first day of Zion D, and then Monday, and Monday morning, so it's the seventh day, and she can be developed. So, even the Rabbonah made it, that she can be developed in the morning. But, with the Rabbonah, she's not allowed to be developed less. There will be a mixture. She'll see and we say so. But suppose she's developed, with Rabbonon not allowed to do it. But suppose she's developed, and does not see, so then, and if she cohabited with the husband, she was not even an Yisrael, the eyes. So how can she be developed? The Torah says, Shivas Yom Tisper Lachatito. So in other words, so the talent, the weakness to take place, after the count of the Zion key. So how can she be developed in the morning? If Tuesday was the first day of the Zion key, so the last day is Monday, how can she be developed Monday morning? And if she doesn't see, so then she's with Teres Levailo. She's with Teres Levailo. But we don't say this Zion key Kolei, the Torah says Vahatito. So it seems that the Rabbanon now also agree that there is a thing of this Zion key Kolei. But the Rabbonon holds, in case where she sees later, on Monday she sees Dam, so Mele, that means that the Monday day was not a clean day. A clean day means a day that is free from real Dam. But if, let's say, 1 minute before the Shkia, she had a discharge of Dam, so that means that the Monday day is not a clean day. It's not a day, a yinoki. If it wasn't a yinoki, some mele, we can't apply the halacha with a yinkibule. It has to be a mixas of yinoki. So it's not even a mixas of yinoki. Masheinke, if she doesn't see that, so there, it's going to be also mafreya that it was a clean day, so even a mixas of a clean day is also considered kikule. So in Mele, we can understand this distinction, even of these who applies the concept of Sayyid Kikule. That means if she started to count on Tuesday, and Monday was the last day, and she was the valet, and she cohabited with the husband, and then she sat down. So if they are not even misapores with Raise, why? Because we say Tikule. So, because Rabbi Yitzi holds view of the fact that the initial portion, the initial mitzvah of the day was clean, so maybe that initial mitzvah is not. Masha'in came with Chilas Cheshvan, where a woman saw Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she stopped bleeding on Tuesday afternoon. So then, even Rabbi Yisi is made that we cannot say Nisayet Nikole, because see, she already saw on Tuesday down. So the Mele, the Tuesday day has already been established, determined Nikva as an unclean day. She already saw that. Rabbi Yisi holds, whereas the Rabbon say that even if the initial portion of the day, so was clean, but if later on she sees down, so the Mele, the initial portion of the day is not considered in the mixas of the yinoki. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, as long as there was the initial portion of the day was free of any of the years down, so that mixas is not. Masha'in came where it's the other way around. When a woman sees down Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and at 1 p.m., she stops bleeding, so that means the initial portion of the day was not clean. If the initial portion of the day was not clean, so the balance of the day cannot be considered as a mixas ayet not. So it's very reasonable. Tasteless distinction, a little bit of a basic, between Tchilas Cheshvan and Seif Cheshvan.
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn like the Chazanish.
No, the Rabbon says that in order that the mitzvah should be noki, so then the whole day must be free of any unwellness.
And the Kuzim don't say by Shagya, mitzvah Yom Kippur.
I suppose the Kusim, if they followed up their point of view logically, if the Kusim said, even with Chilasachesh, Misayim, they certainly should say, like Hadesi, whether the Kusim followed up their point of view logically or not, that I don't know. And it doesn't even make a difference. But if the Kusim accepted the view, that adopted a view that even when the initial portion was not clean, so on account of the final portion of the day being clean, so we can apply this in place. So certainly, according to logic, they should follow up the basis principle.
According to that sheet, the Rosh Hashiv explained, Rashi held mixas laila kikulo. So would the tevila then be allowed? Although then afterwards,
I know what you're asking. So some say that according to Rashi, according to Rashi, that we say mixes a lilo kikule, so the Mishnah that says in Gile that the Tefillah cannot take place, the lilo is not a little bit.
So she could go the seventh night, and then that whole day she would be forbidden to her. That night and the day following would be
of
forbidden.
Course it'd be forbidden.
But if there would be a re-exam, but if she...
But if she went through that night, and she cohabited with the husband, and then it turns out that
there was
she
no real
down, so then she was not even a sakotis. I call the Rashi. I will believe it. Alright. Now, boy, all about home. Now we pass him the Pilate Sheikh Vazera and Seisa Bizi. And that's the reason as to why today all women, when they are Nidor, so they don't. So, first of all, today there is a Takonis Rabzeire, there is a Takonis Rabzeire, Takonis Rabzeire, that even if a woman knows that she saw the Dam in Nidus, not in the Zibus, but because of taste, because of the possibility of a mistake, so this is Soil Achbiro Atzman, that it doesn't matter when she sits down, whether in Minidus, in Ezeus, whether once or three times, 3 days successively. So, if a woman sees down, deep as down, can help, oh, so the way where she has to be treated like she's over there, and she has to count Zaydikin. Alright, so that's the very thing. But then, there is a certain chuppah that women today observe. They don't suppose a woman will have a flow just for 2 days. For 2 days. Or even, let's say, she'll have a flow for 3 days. So, I mean, even if she'll have a flow just for 1 day. So then, the halacha is that she doesn't make a hefsek tara the day she had a flow. And if she's clean, she should start counting the time. No. She has to count 500 days, and then on the fifth day, she makes a hefsek tara, and she can start zayinikin. Why does she have to count 5 days and then zayinikin? Let's say if she has a flow only for 3 days, some women have a flow only for 3 days. So she should be able to make a hefsek tara on the third day and then start counting zayinikin. Why does she have to count 5 days? So actually it's like this. The Torah mentions only 4 days. The 5 days, this is an extra chumrah. An extra chumrah that the Rambam mentions. The Torah doesn't even mention. The Torah doesn't even mention the 5 days, only 4 days. But 4 days is mentioned by Ben Arishem. Why? Because the halacha is that this abaye by Omer Bachom, when the Pilate Sheikh Vazera Maush Tista Bizive, so we pass in the Troy Ois of his sons. Some Mele, if a woman who started to count the Zion key, so was Pilate Sheikh Vazera, so it says one day. Then in the morning Shabbos there is a machlokes tanoim, and for how many days? Is Pilate Sheikh Vazera mikam? Now Pilate Sheikh Vazera has the same tumor as Ibal Jair. If a woman who she shall be toso, and then the next day she will have a discharge of the Sheikh Vazera, so then she will become tumor like a man who has a discharge of care. So the pleader of Sheikh Vazera is mitame. So suppose a Sheikh Vazera, a woman was to let a Sheikh Vazera, let's say, 6 days after Mitashmi Shabbat. So then she will not be male. So he can